4 HKX Mobile.
KN 4 TFW Mobile.
KA 3 JCA Medmobile.
KEF Mobile. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ken, Andrew, Richard, Miss Sally. Hope everybody's having a good start to this soggy day.
Here, this is Laundry.
Patrick, Ken, Deb, and Sally said to say hi also. KA3JCA.
Holidays, this is my first day back on the radio.
Everything went good. It was quiet. Inventory went smooth, so it was a good week for me.
It probably, Patrick, at this part of it last night when you were talking, but did you also, you didn't encounter a lot of rain there yesterday before you got home, did you?
A lot of rain on the way home last night. A lot of standing water on the road. But we made it safely, so now we'll go do it again.
You got of here by late today, right?
Sometime this afternoon.
Holiday vacation there, Andrew, KA3JCA.
It was great. I didn't want to get in the truck this morning and go to work, but I guess at some point in time it had to happen, right?
That again. Well, I'll tell you, there was a couple of days over the holiday, you get up and the radio is just like radio silence, man. That's it. Nobody was out there. So, but I'm glad you guys got a chance to get a break and enjoy time with your friends and family for the holiday seasons. And I hope you're also staying dry today. I think it's supposed to rain until about noon or 2 o'clock today.
I'm off. I needed it. What's funny is my wife was looking at Facebook yesterday, and who knows what she saw. I don't know if it's a memory or what. She said a year ago today, or yesterday, we actually had rain and thunderstorms.
It does that a lot. It reminds you about your past.
Who's coming after that?
Enjoy all of your grandkids. Do they all come up and visit you? Or did you go visit your family there?
Came over Christmas Eve, but then we just visited with family after that.
Any go over the holidays? Any canning over the holidays?
No, there wasn't much time to do anything like that. Between, you know, taking food over to Susan's dad and stepmom because, you know, they're not able and he's in hospice and other relatives visiting. I had to go back to work for a rest.
That's a first. Usually you have to take a vacation just for your vacation.
Came off. The only day I got to take a nap was this past Monday, and that was only because Susan had to work.
Go quick.
I tell you, Patrick, that the roads were clear yesterday. She didn't have to worry about hitting any standing water on the roadway or there.
Doubled.
Sally wanted me to tell you that she didn't have any trouble yesterday. She didn't do any hydroplaning, didn't hit any water puddles or anything on the way to work yesterday.
Here, I wish that was the issue this morning. People won't dim their lights and standing water on the road is not making it easy to get down the mountain.
That Highway 25 up the route is what they, every time we head up that way, I always just went over to 26 to go up north and then come back inland, come back toward like Tryon or Edmond or the towns up there. But I haven't tried 25 or 14 yet.
5 is just a 4-lane road without all the traffic on it, so to me it's easier than driving 26.
It's busier than it used to be.
Are you going to try to go to that winter field day that they're going to have for Breyers?
That's the plan. Try and go. But we'll have to wait and see when it gets a little closer. But as of right now, That's what my plans are.
I told Sally and Ashley about it yesterday after I got the newsletter that I told her I would like to go out, even though it's, they're going to set up and everything, and they start at 2 p.m. to go to 2 p.m. Sunday. I told her that I would like to maybe go out that afternoon on Saturday for a little bit and partake in some of the campfire activities that they're going to have around, go with the radios and so forth, and just some fellowship time if I can. We'll just have to, as we get closer, see.
Everybody'd love to see you there. If there's anything we can do, just let us know. I think Andrew's coming too. Not sure. Maybe he can let us know.
Okay. In the 290.
Out the road from your house, Ken, on Moss Creek Road. Pretty easy for you to get to.
There by the little cement place.
It's on the opposite side of the road, but right in that area. KO4HGX.
KN4TFW.
Called Dave yesterday when I got the newsletter, told him that I could help split wood, firewood. I have a log splitter to help people out if they want to use it, so forth like that. Told him that if somebody had a trailer, it'd be easier if I could get my chair out there with the trailer, because I just can't put it on the back of Sally's car. It just causes it to bottom out too much. KA3JCA.
Let me figure out what all to bring. The vertical antenna, which Devin will be there, but I don't know if I need to bring the M-Fed halfway, whether I can get it up in a tree or not, because I don't have a mast for it.
Plenty of objects there to make a mast out of, let's put it that way.
I'm messing the camper, but it doesn't do me any good up here.
What mast do you need?
7-foot wire, you're just trying to get some of it up in the air. So, I mean, most of the time, I'll just run it kind of like a V, I guess an upside down V, but it's usually what I do at the beach. It's not the best setup for it, but it'll work. So that's usually what I do, but you're talking about a mast, and whether you got anything to attach it to, or you'd have to guide it or whatnot, so it may be more trouble than it's worth. So, like I said, that's why it'd be nice if there were just some trees to throw some wire up in there.
Trees, and I have a 24-foot extendable painter's pole I can bring, and you can use it.
And that one. I'm thinking, right now, I'm planning on bringing both my radios, the Zygu and the what is it, 7100? Yeah, 7100. It's fairly, I'm going to say large open field, but it's kind of an open area cut into the woods, is that right?
Much. There's no real structures there. There is a 440 antenna on a tower. So it's there. There's a container with a repeater in it. So there's plenty around there. There's no power. Power is going to be the issue. You have to make sure you got something to do that with. But the club's bringing their two generators, little 2200 watt Honda generators. So we'll have that. But there's nothing to plug right into. So are you planning on camping, spending the night?
I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, it might be. It might be something to consider, depending on whether it's going to get cold or not. I guess we have to wait and see, but it's not out of the question. But I mean, it just depends on what kind of setup it is. But it might be worthwhile if anybody else is doing it.
For HX, I'm going to make the jump, guys.
3, Patrick. We took a strike near the house here, real close. I have to go outside and check a tree or whatever real quick. It was that close.
DFW QSY.
DFQSY.